Welcome back to Drake Stadium in Des Moines, another state track and field update here on Kick 106.7, 93.7 KKRL, and 1380 KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks. This update brought to you by Glidden Grocery Store, Designs by Bernie, Poet of Coon Rapids, and ET Products Coon Rapids. It's been a great day for the Kemper Knights in the long jump. Earlier this afternoon, Miles Rupiper went back-to-back with another state championship this year in the long jump. Mallory Bating came up one position short. She finishes second in the 2A girls long jump with a jump of 17 feet and 9 3/4 inches. Again, second overall for her in the finals. She was second in the first two flights as well to get to the finals. And in the finals, she's second again with that jump of 17 feet, 9 3/4 inches. Also for Taylor Moore, I've got some heights for her now. On her first jump, she cleared 4.9, no problem. She cleared 4.11 on her second attempt and went out on the third height at 5.1. So 4.11 was the last height that she completed on her second attempt. Now we've got a little bit of a break for the next half hour to 45 minutes or so until the next events get underway. Mallory Bating, she's been busy the last hour or so. She'll kick things back off, scheduled for 6:30, but with the delays we've seen today, it might be a little bit after that. But she'll be running in the girls 2A 100-meter prelims, heat 1, lane 6. Again, Kemper's Mallory Bating taking to the track then. Also, right after that, the girls 3A 100-meter prelims, Emma Perkins of Carroll. She'll be running in heat 3, lane 6. Closer to 7 o'clock, we'll have the boys 2A 100-meter prelims with Parker Bating of Kemper in heat 1. And then at 7:20, 7:30, give or take, we'll have the boys 2A 400 meters with Kemper's Parker Bating again and South Central Calhoun's Chase McAllister. Bating will run in Section 2, McAllister in Section 3. You can find all of the results from today, as well as tomorrow's schedule, video interviews, and more at our website, 1380kcim.com. I'm Nick Brinks with another state track and field update from Des Moines.